Okay, motherfuckers. So I forgot to mention two quick things in this episode, and they're important. Number one, do not ever sign up for a Patreon towards the end of the month. If you do, you will just be charged almost immediately when the first of the next month rolls around. So if you ever want to subscribe, just wait until the first. Cool? All right. Second of all, if you do go to patreon.com/traumatizedmotherfuckers, I posted a free episode coming out on the first that's more of this society trauma talk on the public-facing page. So check it out if you're interested in a bit more. Again, don't ever jump in until after the first of the month if it's this close to the end. And I hope that I see you in there sometime. Be sure to hit me up in the direct messages and introduce yourself. Thanks, fuckers. Well, hey, motherfuckers. Different tone today. You know, sometimes you hit kind of a crossroads in this gig. What do we talk about when everything is imploding in the real world around us, you know? You don't want to freak people out more or keep commenting on something that is driving up fear. But you also don't want to hold back words that might be supportive. And you don't want to be part of the problem, which is people just laying down and taking it. You don't want to pretend nothing is happening. Just as much as you don't want to overplay the potential obsessive, fearful trends stemming from the event. Also, if you happen to be me, which I do, you might be a bit of a traveling kid or an old half crust punk, let's put it that way, who has a lot of things to say already about society versus brains. And brains then bouncing back to contribute to ruining that society further. And also how trauma isn't really so much as trickled down from the people who run the show as it is poured down like cascading champagne glasses from gloved hands up above all the way into our dirty ass cups down below. Which, you know, again, as an old punk, I see more as a line of men wearing suits, each turning and spitting in the mouth of the person below them until it reaches your parents' bosses, your parents, and then you. But, you know, let's go with the white gloves and champagne, huh? The point being, everything is pretty upsetting out there right now. It has been increasingly for years. And although I try to keep this platform focused on our personal trauma, because I think that's what most of us go looking for, it all feeds into that. And secondly, this is an opinioned platform. Despite trying to make trauma information accessible for whomever wants it here, I do have views and I do consider them to be in line with not traumatizing more people. So, although I don't want to disrupt our complex trauma talk or start any fights, at the same time, society is a contributing source of complex trauma, and at this point, we're probably all pretty used to people trying to fight us, right? At least, you know, you're probably not my family member, so probably. Please don't be my family member. We'll have to stop talking once that fighting starts. But otherwise, I'm open to those conversations. So fuck it. Let's kind of shallowly dig into this issue here on the public platform. On the private Patreon stream of podcasts, we're digging into a lot more societal talk. Today, we're not going to get into abortion rights deeply, but into the system that is allowing them to be taken away. If you're not on the market, just don't listen, okay? Listener's choice. But let's say we all probably accept by now that our brains are those of social animals, which means we are bound by social learning and social systems. We're taught from day zero what is allowed and what is impermissible, what is right and wrong, what makes you good and bad. And now none of this needs to be stated explicitly. We just need to be punished or rewarded for our actions, and we'll get the picture, although I think a lot of it is stated explicitly. But if you ignore us and then we suddenly know we did something that didn't earn us social reinforcement, we probably won't do it again. Or we'll try a different strategy and get louder about it. See if that earns us attention. See what happens. We're automatically learning this way continually from day zero, like I said. And we have no choice in this. Our brains just get started immediately. And we are forever fated by whatever brains come out of that mixer in the end. Not because we can't change them. It's just very resource heavy. And the resources that we need are the ones that we are not allowed to have, right? We need time, we need space, and we need energy. Time to think and feel, space to get perspective, energy to do any of that and anything after the fact. To think, to feel, to gain perspective, to carry out any behaviors that we decide we should execute. But unfortunately, that is not what our world has granted the majority of us. We don't really get time and space and energy to spare for ourselves. We show up on this rock and find out all of these things about us suck, and people have the capacity to also suck very greatly as well. And we learn the lesson that life value equals your life work. And that's about it. There goes your time, your space, your energy. Replaced by, what do you want to be when you grow up? What's your dream job? What do you want to do for a living? I mean, we want to live. We want to be able to live. But instead, we're giving nothing but reinforcement for falling in line with the larger social system. Go to school every day. Do your work while you sit at this desk for this amount of time. Now go to a new school, pay a lot of money for it. Keep reporting to these desks and meeting the demands of people more powerful than you. Even if it's menial busy work that does not matter or a subject that you don't need to know about, do it anyways. You're being graded, and this is success. This is what smart looks like. Now, go get a job. Sit at that desk. Get another job because the first one doesn't pay enough to cover your student loans. Keep doing that work for some fucking idiot, even though you're now positive that none of it matters at all. Or else, how could this jackass be the boss around here, right? Keep earning acceptability nods the entire way, your social circle telling you that you're doing the correct thing with their congratulations and graduation parties. Take the reinforcement of the stickers, of the stamps, of the smiley faces when you're in elementary school, of someone calling you gifted or special when you're in middle and high school, dwindling down to a 95 out of 100 and no one gives a fucking shit except to keep paying you meager wages by time you're an adult. But you'll keep working for that reinforcement, for that reward, because the reward becomes your only way to survive. Which, honestly, school felt like my only way to survive for all of my life, and I'm not the only one. It's not at all because I was earning like financial rewards or had money to contribute to it, but because that was the only system that I found where I could earn approval. That was my acceptability and safety. And I'm not alone here. Anyways, you go through this training course and you come out a hard worker, a devoted parent, a homeowner, or just striving for one / all of those, if they haven't come to your generation very easily. And you find yourself, in the end of it, miserable. You did all the things. You got all the reinforcement you could, which may have been very, very hard to come by, hard earned. You learned to mask yourself and hide your wounds, the part of you that was not acceptable. You learned to edit your behaviors and sequester bits of you. You've been doing what you were told by all the systems, and maybe even created your own with an important relationship or procreation. And then nothing is working, though. You are working constantly, but life is not producing those outcomes that you were promised, like, you know, a home or to be able to eat. So you struggle, you scrape by, you do what you were taught to do with more fervor, because what else can you do? And when the system doesn't work out the way that it was set up when you were a kid, learning all of these ropes of life, when you're instead flailing and getting frustrated and fucked and exhausted and losing your goddamn mind under the pressure, and the system is telling you, you know, rules have changed. You're just not trying hard enough anymore. That's all. Well, then we're told that it's not the system that has skewed the game. It's that you, yourself, are a terrible player. And all the people who the system did work for, they will agree. I mean, they did it. Why can't you? What did you do wrong? And even more so, that difference becomes a point of pride for them, as it becomes a personal thorn in your own side for you. You are mentally terrorized by the comparison and societal gaslighting. They become too big for their britches, seeing how they won the game with absolutely no advantages besides their sheer power. Well, sure. 99% of the time, we know that's not the case. Those players were born into and reinforced by a completely different set of systems. From their family unit to their standing on a global economic scale, things have not been the same. But the point is, our brains start deducing the differences between us and them when we sense that there's an obvious discrepancy in our relative successes and levels of contentment. We, me and that weird-looking guy, must be different because of this thing. They are right, and I guess I am all wrong, is our complex trauma immediate tendency. But in a broader conversation we're having about needing to control other people, some of us decide, I am right and they are wrong. Yeah? And it's based on all the same things. It's just the patterns of reinforcement and social acceptability of what we're doing. We're weighing that versus the opposite options of punishment and social fear. So, if we think that we are completely correct and they are wrong, it's because those opinions have been reinforced and accepted by everyone around us very intensively. And we don't want to think of the other side of the issue because there's potential for punishment and social exile. And that's it. So, people who believe that they should be telling others what to do with their bodies or brains or lives, they're doing it because that's what's been reinforced in their past, either to them directly or by demonstration. These are the correct things. This is what's right. Being a very strong, tough male, or a very nurturing, home-bodied, reproductive female. And this is what earns them social reward. Being those roles very loudly in front of others earns them the claps. And this is what's wrong. Being the opposite of those things not having kids, living an alternative lifestyle, having different genital preferences, identifying with different genitals altogether. Choosing your own way to operate in this world when they did not really get the chance to. So when those opinions are smashed into each other, frenzied by fear that's being generated from the system operators at the very top and poured down into the zeitgeist of isolated populations who don't hear any other opinions from a reasonable manner, you get America over the past few years. AmeriCult, as I call it. We're reacting to the same words that we hear all the time with previously learned and rewarded behaviors. So these people are expressing the same thoughts, receiving social reinforcement for them continually. The narratives are then building on each other as it becomes increasingly positive, increasingly rewarding to talk to folks who feel the same. So this starts building justifications on top of justifications as they're continually rewarded by everyone around you. The more extreme those thoughts get, the more they all egg each other on. The fearful assertions that those theys with different stuff, it adds a lot of fuel to the fire in this very closed system. And you get a bunch of people with only extreme black and white perspectives that are available to them because they absolutely never have entertained a moderate, gray-toned thought, because even that was way too soft and controversial to ever gain reinforcement in their group in the past. So it's just more extreme all the time as the criteria to reinforcement keeps being increased. Meanwhile, the system that prevails over all of these sad fuckers, let's go ahead and say it, is using them only for their resources. We as human beings are mined for our time and energy by companies. And there have been threats on the ground not to keep handing these things over since the Great Resignation. So, what can the system do here? Oh, it can capitalize on those increasingly radical, extreme narratives, which have become so reductive that they don't even have a shred of reason behind them anymore. They can pick up all of the fear response statements, adopt those by even more fearful people, and drum up those words with power and the illusion of being able to do something to keep whittling down the actual thought and logic that's contained within any of those words. Turn them into chants and get people screaming them. They can take these remnants of reactivity, absorbed and echoed by people who already thought in line with those very paper-thin, based on archaic times arguments, and just somehow turn them into catchy phrases that people are willing to die by. The system turns social media warriors into proponents, for instance, of working three jobs until your fingers fall off as a measure of doing the right thing. Or, I don't know, it seems to be drumming up religious fanaticism across the board, so that it's now being twisted into a common point between the top 0.1% and all the rest of them to convince everybody that whatever the 0.1% has in mind is correct. I don't know, maybe helping them to grow a new, bolstered generation of desperate forever workers. Folks who are increasingly separate from the system and having absolutely no other options. So they'll put out just as much work as they have to in order to survive, which is a whole lot of work these days in shit conditions that they have no basis for escaping from, because they were born into circumstances of being unwanted and unsupported from the get-go, thereby creating more springs for the corporations and government best buddies to draw from forever. I mean, no one is making them work, right? They just have zero other choices in this entire system because the system that insisted that they needed to be born against everyone's will, you know, really cares about them being here. They were born, let's call them voluntary slaves. Oops, there it is. I said the thing. We're not allowed to say that, right? Yeah. This is the issue, folks. This is the real problem. This is not about reproductive rights specifically, although it is definitely about body autonomy and being able to make choice. Everyone who keeps asking why this reproductive rights war is happening, it's this. It's about population control and farming for human productivity. It's for the system, but it's being enabled by folks who followed the rules of the system and then got scared about that system ever changing. If it did, then why would they have developed their lives this way? That's just not right. They wouldn't have made these choices. They played by the rules that were passed down to them, and now you can't go and change the whole game. What they did was right, and everyone should have to do the same thing. They have to believe that. Hear me out. They have to believe that, or else everything in their life is a sham, right? So put those people together in a room. Tell them that their masculinity or femininity, identities and roles that they truly have developed themselves by, aka they've developed their egos and perceived safety by, are at stake. Give them some fucking guns and megachurch preachers, and you've got militia with radical religious views in your hands. Then turn them against the laws that are protecting the people who think and live differently than them. And there you go. You set the ball in motion. You got a system-created set of drones doing your human exploitative bidding and calling it the fucking Lord's work so they can be truly impassioned by it and encouraged by each other, continually reinforced. Not to say that those of us on the other side of this issue aren't also educated by the same and different systems, that we don't have the exact same pitfalls to watch out for. Brains basically work the same, even if the content has been dissimilar. And this is all just to say, fuck this, yeah? I'm not positive what the answer is yet, but I know that it's not to be a pawn of the system anymore, for starters. The invisible they at the top, creating the entire structure we try to live within down below, it needs to be dismantled, no matter which side you fall in line with. Do not keep giving them your brain, your body, your time, space, or energy. Do not give the invisible they your entire fucking life. Free your thoughts, feelings, and behaviors from whatever shittery they have been running on a loop for your entire life with those terrible, meager points of reinforcement. Heal those inner wounds that are buried deep underneath your daily operations. Get your brain back up and running in an integrated, efficient operating condition. We're all learning how, and it is working, and we need our brains on our side so we can tackle this next phase of whatever is coming at us. And then let's put those better perspectives into action. Instead of continuing to chant the same state and social media-fed narratives in the streets that have not been working. Obviously, after 5 decades on this particular abortion issue of fighting with each other in the exact same way, having the exact same conversations, it's not effective. We need to do something different. Let alone tackling all of the other issues that have been raging for a lot longer, like policing, race inequality, living conditions, income gaps, religious freedom. It's time that we find a new approach. I'm not saying I have the ultimate answer. I do not know offhand how to start a revolution, but I'm working on it. We all are. So I invite you, motherfuckers, rise. And let's keep having these talks at these major crossroads and every point in between. It seems like a lot of us are about to take a brand new path before it is forcibly selected for us. And I am somebody who really wants to start marching down that road. So if you're into this kind of societal trauma talk, you don't have to be, but if this is also something that riles you up, I'd encourage you to check out the private Patreon podcast stream. You can get your private RSS code so that it auto-populates in your favorite app, and then get into the conversations that we're having more and more over there, talking not only about our own personal childhood trauma and what we're learning about healing it, but also about making even bigger change than the ones we've been making for a few years now in our rewiring brains. So, the community exists. We are trying to come up with new ways to approach this. We are having a lot of conversations from new directions about it. And if that's something you care about, I will see you there. Cheers, fuckers. And hold steady, lean on others for support as we find our footing again, okay? You know, we may have taken a stumble, a little bit of a tumble, but we are resilient motherfuckers. We fall, but we're always going to find a way to get back the fuck up. And that's it. Dirt Punk just out. Thanks, y'all. Hang in there and take care, okay? Cheers. And I still believe that we're not that hopeless. We're not as fucked as you think in short-lived moments. We can't do anything. The fucking joke is we're winning when you blink in short-lived moments.